We had a big series with the Mets. Hurricane wipes it out. We win one game in it. Then you take two or three from the Royals, who are a playoff team, by the way.
Ding.
Georgia, Alabama, and what became an instant classic, the Tale of Two Halves.
Might end up being the game of the year, honestly, college football.
Where you had nothing but stars either make their presence known or created. I thought Jalen Milroe made his presence known, that he was still that, you know, he's even better than he was last year. I think Ryan Williams probably said, hey, here I am. I am on the national scene. And he does an ode to the program with the eye black that says kill everybody, which is
he also did the Dirty Bird. So
he did.
That's right, he did.
And then you have Falcons Saints, which no matter how you, I think we've talked about it pretty, we've been pretty even keel about the victory. But the reality is you just beat your arch rival to take the series lead. And you did it in a huge division game. You knocked them. You handed them their second straight loss.
A vital division game yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was vital.
You're going to have another division rival coming in Thursday. Oh, hey, we got a doubleheader today that decides the fate of the franchise that's been the best the last 5 years, has a world championship, huge expectations, and a season that basically has been devastated by injuries, and a lot of fans that are going to get receipts if they win one of two today from me gave up on. And here you are, you can have a playoff game tomorrow night, and I think Wednesday. I'm not sure if they get a day off in between Tuesday and Wednesday, but essentially you've been playing playoff games with the Braves for the last 2 weeks, and the Falcons have one of the biggest division games that they'll have all year on Thursday night.
Yeah, I can't go without saying the three primetime games in a matter of 5 weeks for the Falcons is such a flip and reverse from what we played through last year, where every single game was on Sunday at 1 o'clock, side for the game in Arizona, which was 4 o'clock, but local time 1 o'clock.
So yeah, I'll be doing Falcons flyover at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
1 a.m.
Well, listen.
Can you do me a favor? Can you be quiet when you walk in? Because I'll be sleeping in my
dude.
Office.
I'm over in Abe's office, knocked out. Rob's like, boom! Door slams behind him. I'm like, what time is it? Oh, it's 2:30. Oh, my God. I still got 2 hours of sleep in here. So, yeah,
right.
Be careful with that door.